Blog Talk Radio.
In South Africa, Sao Bona. In Senegal, Nangadet. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. Mondays, 7 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the Mindfulness / Stress Relief Coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the Mindfulness Moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Grand Rising, and thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and as always, we are just here to start your day with something new and refreshing. And I think we refer to it here as the female solution. So thank you for joining us this morning. It is Monday, August. Yes, we're in the month of Leos. All right, Leo love. Yay. If you're celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating one with you. So happy Earth Day birthday for day. It's your birthday, and we're celebrating with you. And if you are one of the people who are on this planet and just having a really hard time, our hearts and our prayers are with you because there's a whole lot of chaos and confusion going on in the world. So we just want to uplift you. Start your day off with something inspirational, something thought-provoking, something to help you get through those times when there are challenges like that. And trust me, I done had them. I still have them. Anyway, if today is a day of prayer for you, then include yourself and include the sick and the shut-in and the incarcerated and the non-believers. And pray for whoever is out there on that expressway today, because it's a madhouse. Oh, this is August. We're used to sun this time of morning. And it's dark and cloudy. I'm looking up and I'm like, is it getting ready to throw down? Partially cloudy. We'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, if you are listening online, you can join the conversation. Today's conversation will be our very own author and playwright, Denise Jones, from the stage play Beyond the Door. And we'll be talking to her in the 7:30 hour, along with award-winning actress. That would be Felicia P. Fields. That's Felicia with the P. Fields. You remember from The Color Purple. You know, she's all over the place. But she's going to brace us with her presence today. So thank you for joining us. If you're listening online, we'd love to have your comments. I'll give the number out later. Hope you're joining us on our social media channels, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, maybe. That's right. Higher Learning TV Show. You see it right there? Oops, right there. No, right there. Right there. I ain't got that together yet, y'all. You see it right there. And be sure and check out our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, 24/7 on the World Wide Web. And all you have to do is go there, and it's always in the archives. If you don't get it at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's always there in the afternoon or evening or night. But if you are headed out and about today, you know it is Monday and it's time for your Monday morning madness. That's exactly what you'll get when you head out this morning. Unless you know something that I don't. In traffic and weather today is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are an entrepreneur, a business owner, and you have a product or a service to sell, and you're not selling it on itex, ooh, you are missing out on some money, honey. Because all you have to do is join. It's free to join, and you get $100 to go shopping immediately. All you have to do is mention my name, Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A. Always give it thanks to the ancestors who came before me, made my way possible. Yvonne Daniels, Jackie Hasselrig, Herb Kent, Cool Jim. Y'all remember Big Daddy Woo-Woo from B-103? Yeah, I miss him. He was such a spirited person. He just big jovial guy. Just loved it. Anyway, I digress. You know I go there sometimes. If you headed out and about today, know it's going to be crazy. That's all you need to know. It is already chaos and confusion. 89 degrees today. It was hot yesterday. Oh, my God. Did I give a shout-out to my big whiz buddies who sitting over there in December Park getting our big whiz on the plant, the hands. You know, I get some awesome hands. Some of the hands are, of course, on my Facebook page, Zelda Speaks. And it might be on Higher Learning TV show, too. I don't know. I don't remember if I played them or not. Anyway, shout out to my big with buddies, Fifi, Glendale, Belinda, Yolanda. Oh, and my big with buddy, Craig. We was spanking a little booty yesterday. Yeah, you know that's what we do. We always go. Anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. If you are headed out to O'Hare, a lot of flights have been canceled. You might want to call first. You don't even head out to, you know the routine. Metro and CTA, no delays, but on the Kennedy inbound, it is almost an hour, y'all. An hour. Can you hear me? 52 minutes in, 30 minutes on the reverse. On the Edens inbound, 32, 18 on the outbound. Inbound on the Eisenhower, 35 minutes in, 22 out. And on the Stevenson, your regular delays, 26 in, 24 out. On the Dan Ryan, slow from 35th to the loop as usual, 26 minutes inbound. That's a lot. And 18 on the reverse. And DuSavo, Lake Shore Drive, 12 minutes in, 11 minutes out. That's the one my big brother, Patrick Bradley, cleared the S-curve. He straightened that out. So thanks. Kudos. My big brother, and kudos to you for knowing that black history. Terrific. Yep. Who sailed the straight up the S-curve and makes sure dress? Patrick Bradley. He's on my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks. You'll see it out. Anyway, just want to share that with you. So just remember, you can go to the Caribbean. We went to Jamaica. Darlene is always to Puerto Rico, my travel partner. It's like, girl, I got a husband. I can't be going home like that. Yeah. Anyway, she got one too many. Oh, man. Anyway, I digress. I'll be on the next Puerto Rican trip with you. How about that? If you want to go to Mexico, Vegas, Alaska, Jamaica, anywhere you want to go, just use their promo code Zelda and get in there and start shopping. Because it's the hotel trips that kill you. I mean, the hotels, because they are so expensive. That's why I like the all-inclusive, all your food, all your drinks, except for your excursions when you want to cruise. Sometimes a little bit of a rip-off. I ain't going to say that, but, you know, to each and all. Anyway, be sure and check that out. So go to, for those on the switchboard, chicago.itex.com. If you're a business owner or entrepreneur, come on and get your money on. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, on 24/7 on the World Wide Web. So, are you ready for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation? I certainly hope that you are, because the meditation that I have for you today is from, it's so awesome. I just like, I got to share this. And when I'm sharing this, know that I'm not writing it, but I'm sharing it. And sometimes when I share, people do or don't like what they hear, and I'm like, You know, I can't do anything about that. But what I can do to share with you what I have. And it just, this, as my little nephew would say, it just disappeared. So how about this morning? We have our own Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Word of the day. The word is let go. It's hard to let go of the memories, of the thoughts, of the distractions that keep us in a place we don't want to be longer than we want to be there. Talking about myself. I ain't talking about nobody else. Trials and tribulations will keep you in a place. That's why we got to reprogram this consciousness. That's what this is all about. Reprogramming consciousness. Because whatever it is that's irritating you 9 times out of 10, it came there to teach you a lesson that you don't want to learn. So what I do is just start breathing. Because I ain't in control of nothing and all the thoughts that's going on in my head. I just breathe. Take long, deep breaths, and I replace those thoughts that are not taking me in the direction that I want to go. So when that happens, this is what happens. Are you familiar with peppermint oil? Especially if you get a headache or indigestion or anything like that. Get you some peppermint essential oil. Now, it might cost you a little bit, but either you pay now or you pay later, so choice is yours. Little thing like this, about 15 bucks. It lasts forever. You see how old this bottle is. I don't know how long I've had this bottle. A minute, how about that? See that peppermint? Get you some peppermint. And stop taking Tylenol and get a headache. Do this. But instead, I'm going to do this. Take one drop. Don't want to come out. Shut up, Tony. There you go. One drop. Come over here and let me splash you with some. You had to put that holy water on you when you're in church. Take that little one drop. Bam! Rub it around in your hands. And do what? Woo! Don't inhale too deep because that peppermint is powerful. Oh yes, Lord. Be careful, y'all, when you inhale. Oh, yes. Yeah, I feel all of that. Oh yes, Lord. We just woke everything up. Oh, sinuses, all that just cleared up. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me take a sip of tea. I had peppermint in a while, y'all. Okay. So what are we going to do? Is simply breathe in and breathe out. And from time to time, you'll hear this sound right here. And that's simply a reminder for you to take a deep breath, to take a deeper breath, because these thoughts are going to be running back and forth in your head, and, you know, your to-do list, your grocery list, what you got to do, you got to get to the stop on time, you got to get coffee, you got to get kids, blah, 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 blah. Take a deep breath. So to start out, we're just going to raise those hands in the air and wave them like we do care. This is what we did Friday, Thursday at the Westside Ministers Coalition, where there's a monthly networking meeting. Shout out to Dr. Binion and a shout out to Dr. David A. Sanders, the principal of Malcolm X College. Did you know Malcolm X College had free classes? Did you hear what I said? F-R-E-E. Free. Free 99. I got it signed up. That's on my to-do list because I know there's some courses over there I can take. And it doesn't matter if you got a bachelor's or PhD or a master's. You can still take college courses. Free. Got to go, y'all. Anyway, I digress. Okay. Stretch it. So what we're going to do, peppermint already woke me up from here up, so let's wake up the rest of the body from here down. How about that? Start some clapping. Whoa, what you doing, girl? Cut that clap. Turns into a pat. What we're doing is draining the lymph system. I know you can't see me beating on my chest here. That's all I'm doing right there. Just beat. And you can do the same thing. Beep, 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 beep. No, just tap, 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 tap. We're just waking up. And draining, not draining, but waking up the lymph. You see the little piece of fat right there? We all got them, especially if you're a woman. Some men do too. When they get breast cancer, because there's no fluid flowing around the breast. So it's essential that you squeeze that and love that, and rub that, and tap on that, and get things moving up and down, all around. Bobby Brown. Come on. Okay, you got it. You got it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep breathing. Inhale, baby. And exhale. Once more. Raise those on. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Rotate those shoulders left and right. Rotate those shoulders left and right. Rotate those shoulders right and left. Back and forward. Yeah, just get the body moving. And tap. 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 Inhale deeply. And exhale. As we meditate to activate, we give thanks for the power of the breath, because it is the breath that will keep us in times of chaos and confusion. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out. Sending love, light, and energy to the top of the head, down through the crown chakras, and down through the face, landing on the shoulders. As we rotate those shoulders backwards and forwards and forwards and backwards and stretch as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, bringing the power of the breath down through the solar plexus and the sides as we do the higher learning hip roll. Because sitting is the new smoking. Sit all day and our limbs get stiff like I did yesterday playing beer with for 5 hours. You know that's what it's supposed to do. But you gotta move, gotta get up and walk around. So I got up and walked around a little bit, came back, sat back down, played some more cards. As we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down to the thighs and the knees. And the, yes, all those glorious knees, they don't ache like they used to, y'all. You know why? I'll tell you a little bit about it later. You know what I'm talking about, them watermelon gummies. Yes, we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, sending love, light, and energy down through the knees, those glorious knees and those legs and those ankles and those heels and the arch and the feet. The toes, yes, wiggle those toes, give them love, give them something to laugh about, bring joy to the bottom of your feet as we inhale deeply. And remember, while you're out today, to stick those toes in some dirt, in the sand, in the beach, in the grass. Somewhere the mosquitoes ate me up yesterday, and I forgot to put some oil on. Oh, they told me up as we inhale deeply. Bring love, light, and laughter back up through the legs. And tap those legs, and tap those knees, and tap those thighs. Yeah, that ain't me. We need to tap it too. Yeah, we do. We're simply breathing in and breathing out. That's all we're doing is we breathe in. Bringing more love, light, and laughter back up through the solar plexus. And the shoulder. And the arms as we move, think, and allow Spirit to flow through us, guiding us, guarding us, and directing us. What you looking at me for? You need to be moving too. Your limb system don't move on its own. Your lip system needs a little help. So we give it a little help. We breathe in. And we breathe out. As we breathe in, we bring the energy of the best breath up through the solar plexus, back up through the neck. And in the back of the neck, we take these fingers, right here, or these, two or three, and just massage the back of the neck. That's where the vagus nerve is, runs down through the spine and back up through the top of the neck. Oh, yes, that feels good. Just love on yourself. Just take a moment and just breathe. Just love on yourself. Yeah. Inhale deeply. And repeat after me, a moment for me. As we inhale deeply, a moment for me as we exhale and as we inhale. A glorious moment for me as we inhale and as we exhale. We release, let go, and let the Creator guide us. Once more, inhale deeply. Bringing the energy all the way to the top of the forehead, and as we bring the forehead down, chin to chest, we slowly rotate that head over to the left and around to the back, and slowly over to the right and around to the front. Head up, inhale deeply. Bringing that head down and slowly rotating that head around to the right. Back, slow down, you're moving too fast. Slowly over to the left. And back around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. Looking to the left as far as you possibly can. Feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck right there. Ooh, yeah, feel that? Mm-hmm, that feels good. Mm-hmm. Bring head back front and center. Inhale deeply. And look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. Uh-huh. Yeah, that feels good. And bring the head back around. Inhale deeply. And just close your eyes and breathe. This is your moment to activate. You see, because the powers that be don't want you to practice this, because the more time you spend with self, the less time you spend with them. You know what Cat Williams said? It don't matter what's going on out there. What matters is what's going on in here. Excuse me. So as you continue to breathe in and breathe out, listening to the sound of my voice, know that you're always at the right place at the right time. Meditate to activate. We give thanks for the power of meditation. As we breathe in, we inhale wealth. Say it with me as you breathe in, and as you exhale, debt. Inhale faith, and exhale fear. Inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk. Inhale love and exhale hate. Inhale genius and exhale doubt. As we continue the process of meditating to activate, we give thanks. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out, we give thanks that we are always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. Because if we weren't at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing, we'd be doing something else, right? So even if it gets you in trouble, or if it appears to be in trouble, it is a lesson in learning. And this is a lesson that we can all benefit from as we continue to breathe in and as we breathe out. We give thanks for the power of the breath, because someone, somewhere, is unable to breathe on their own. And I give thanks that you are one of the ones who can breathe on their own. And the work that I do here, this breathing meditation, is part of what I do, what we do at the Higher Learning Network to help those who need, who can't feed themselves. So what I like to do is share with you the information, those church that you just saw, that is how we raise funds for the Higher Learning Network, the nonprofit, tax-deductible donations you can make. And you can see some of the work that we do here on our page, and I'll pull that up for you. Can you see that? And I do believe I am on the wrong page. I apologize. Well, that's the TikTok page. I may as well show that to you, too, because you get a chance to see the work that we do, some of the good work we do and just other stuff we do. What you see yesterday, when I had to go out in nature, because I stress how important that is. Because if you're not getting 2 hours of sun a day, and I don't know nobody who is, including myself, if you're getting 2 hours of sun, that's why we're so crazy in Chicago. We get no sun. I thought it was 20 minutes a day. It's 2 hours a day. So anyway, so nature nurtures. So if you get a chance, go out and get you some nature. How about that? Because nature nurtures. And when you go out there, I need you to take your shoes off, and I need you to put your feet in the dirt. Why are you doing that? If you ever called in and listened to the show, you will hear Mama AZ, and she is always talking about getting in the dirt. Mama AZ had 42 hip surgeries, I think it was, and all the pain pills and everything they gave her, nothing gave her release like putting her body. She dug a hole in the dirt, do you hear me? And got in it. So that ought to tell you something. So anyway, that's important that you get in nature sometimes. And this is just for the work, but this is a shot of Tony. We went up on Wilson Avenue to see, because we used to go to the Tent City on Roosevelt and on this plains between Roosevelt and Taylor. But they took them out and put them in houses, apartments. I don't know where they are. But we have been knowing about all these different locations for a very long time, and people are still without houses. And this is the Vidoc right beneath, is that Wilson Avenue. And there's Tony giving plate. Some people accept them. A lot of people gone on a Sunday morning, but that's where we went. But this lady who was walking past him, that he's walking past, she told us to look up there on the hill. You see the hill right there? So there's people up there. So we still had some plates that we wanted to get rid of. Not get rid of, but be sure that they had something to eat. So we had to take care of them. So that's what we did. That's what we do. So we thank you in advance for all our contributors who donate to the Higher Learning Network. That is tax deductible, and that is our nonprofit organization, and that is our TikTok channel. And I meant to pull it up so you could see the Instagram channel. It's so small. Y'all know I can't see. There you go. This little bitty handwriting. Lord have mercy. Did I say handwriting? Yeah. Y'all know I still got issues about handwriting because I went to Betty. Where we teach podcast training at Betty Shabazz International Charter School. They don't teach children how to write with a pen, pencil anymore. And it just shocked me. So I got feedback in my head from that. They got nothing to do with y'all. Anyway. This is our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project, and you'll see Tony there. He's delivering some of the food, and also get a chance to see my juicing. I did some juicing, raw juicing with carrots and spinach and ginger. I forgot to put the ginger in. I had to go back and put the ginger in. But anyway, there's just some footage there. Anyway, you can go check it out on your own. I just wanted to share that with you, the work that we do on the for the Higher Learning Network. Everything we do with a purpose, because I have been homeless. I know what that feels like, and I made a commitment to young men and women who showed up at my little brother's funeral that I would be there for them when the city fails or whoever fails. I would be there, and I kept that promise, and I'm so proud of myself that I kept that. And I have a team that helps me, so I'm very grateful. And all of you who donate, I'm very grateful for that, and for you sending in those tax-deductible donations. And a shout-out to our very own Mrs. Deborah Smith. She is the third Saturday host right here on the Female Solution for helping feed our unhoused brothers and sisters. So if you want to donate, Cash App, Zelda Speaks, and the number 2, Venmo, Higher Learning Network, NFP, Zelle, you need to email me because it's zeldaspeaks@gmail.com, and PayPal, higherlearningnetwork.org. HigherLearningNW@yahoo. Sorry about that. Okay. Y'all know I digress on that. Anywho, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our plight and to be excited about today's guest. When we come back, we will be talking to Denise Jones and some of the women and men from the play Beyond the Door. If you do not know about Beyond the Door, you will know very shortly, because we'll be sending that information to you, sharing that information, I should say. And if you want to call in, you can call in at 727-731-5192, and we will take your call. And if you're interested in podcast training, we also offer that as well. Here's an excerpt from our students at Bishabaz International Charter School. And our students are always so very inspirational. And if you know inspirational students who would like to participate in our Teens, Tweens, and Top Talent Contest every last Saturday of the month, have them send an email. Well, just watch this video.
Attention all talented teens, ages 10 to 11. Are you ready to show the world what you've got? We're excited to announce the latest global virtual teen talent contest, where you win cash prizes and scholarships by performing your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a 1-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Upload the video, link in description or comment. 3. Submit your video by the deadline. We're looking for a wide range of talent, from singing and dancing to magic tricks and comedy skits. So whether you're a musician, an actor, or a chef, the top talent will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait. Start filming and good luck.
Yo, what's up, guys? Okay, I appreciate you know my name, but let's start all over again. My name is Rodriguez. I'm 13 years old. I was born, and I was ready to born in Toronto, Canada, 6IX. And my passion has been always acting since I was a little kid, because I really enjoyed the acting. It's like you, but it's another version of you. So fun fact about acting, you got specific performance, memorization work, all of that fun stuff.
And without further ado, guys, let's just get straight to a video. What are you guys waiting for?
I don't want my next thing.
No, make it.
And that is our most talented, well, not most talented, but most popular winner. See, that's why those votes are important. So get those votes in whenever we are voting so that you can say, I helped the winner win. How about that?
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com, and click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words, we'll create a 30-second radio ad, and watch your business increase worldwide.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
I'm Zelda Speaks, your mindfulness stress relief coach, and today I am here to open the door for you. Yes, because you are going beyond the door. It's the stage play that's coming to Chicago September 13th through the 15th, so mark your calendar and save the date right here, right now. Now, this is a stage play by a dynamite sister that I met some years ago. She had a play, I can't remember the name of it, at the DuSable Museum, but it was so good and everybody was ranting about it. We was like, when is the next play? So here's the next play about the play. Experience the unforgettable journey of Beyond the Door stage play. Step into the extraordinary world of Beyond the Door, where reality intertwines with the darkness and every twist and turn leaves the audience spellbound. The captivating stage play takes viewers on an exhilarating ride through suspense and the power of the human spirit. Beyond the Door, with each scene meticulously crafted to keep audiences on the edge of their seats, seamlessly blends heart-pounding suspense with poignant moments of introspection. As Denise's journey unfolds, forgiveness and the themes of love, loss, and the resilience of her spirit resonate deeply, inviting viewers to ponder the mysteries of life and the unseen forces that shape our destinies. Featuring a talented cast of actors who breathe life into each character, making one feel as though they are sitting around the table with one of their relatives and friends. Evening, the stunning set design transports audiences to another realm. Beyond the Door is more than just a play. It's an immersive experience that lingers in the mind long after the final curtain falls. Prepare to be mesmerized as you embark on this unforgettable journey into the unknown. Beyond the Door invites you to unlock the secrets that lie just beyond reach and discover the transformation that awaits within. That's the page, Beyond the Door, play.com. So you can go there and you too can sign up and subscribe to the newsletter. But in the meantime, in between time, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you, bring it to the stage, the very only music and artistic director, our very own Felicia P. Fields. Grand Rising, my sister. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Girl, I just love that voice. You are just so beautiful, my sister. Thank you for joining me this morning. I didn't recognize you. You know, your hair is all, I was like.
I know, and I'm old now. I feel like I got, in order to see all of your information, I had to put my glasses on.
Well, you saw me trying to squint and read that little bitty print. I know you did. Girl. Yes, it is. I was like, okay, I got no choice. I got it, but I made it through. But I am so glad that I can see you because you, my sister, are a force to be recognized. And when she said, I got Felicia P. Fields. I was like, what? Really? Oh, okay, yeah. It's going to be a good one. It's already a good one.
Come.
Girl. I have watched your career blossom over the years, but the last play that I saw you in, you know, you were in The Color Purple, and I was like, I know she could sing, but I didn't know she could sing like she sang. See, there's a difference in singing and singing. I sing, you sing, yeah, baby, and it shows.
Man, I couldn't possibly keep up with them. I'm a gut buster, you know.
Oh, okay, okay. I see what
you're
saying.
They
risking
and they turning around corners and doing.
Yeah.
Vocal
aesthetic. I don't know. I don't agree with that, cause you hold your own, girlfriend. I don't know what you talk about. You hold your own.
I sure do.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. How on earth did you become involved with Denise? Because I don't know if you saw the first play that was at DeSable Museum. I was like, this girl is on it. She's like the female Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
But better. Minus all the negativity.
Her life has been a very interesting road. And so her life is something that we're captioning and capitalizing on in this play.
Was there any hesitation when you read the script? How did that all come about?
I met Denise when I was at the Goodman Theater, and I was doing the Amen Corner.
Okay.
Yes, playing the older sister. And, you know, it's a Baptist backbiting story.
Mm.
So, She was working at the desk there, and I would see her every day, and she would say, I'm working on my show. I want you to be in it. I want you to play my grandmother. And that's been like maybe 20, 30 years ago. So.
Whoa!
And my comment to her was, whenever you get it together, give me a call. Now, I read the book, and it was really, really much more entailed than the play is, because at the end of the day, you can only do a play for a couple of hours.
Right.
Denise can probably do about 4 or 5 plays
okay.
out of her intricate, you know, background. And so with throughout the years, and it was some years before she came back, she dropped the script at my house, didn't even know she knew where I lived, because she's something like a bounty hunter. So she came and she dropped it off, and then we talked throughout the years, and I was there also with the one at Gustavo. I had been in the hospital, and so I had promised her I was coming, so I got out and went straight there and did the grandmother and left and went home.
Wait. Back that up. You said you got straight out the hospital.
Yeah, Denise, I told you she a bounty hunter. I was at the hospital, and there she was, and my mother was like, you ain't going to no play. You ain't going to do no play. I got my daughter and a friend of mine to drive me there, went in, did my part, stayed long enough to get through the end, and got back in the car and went back. So
back to the hospital?
No.
Back home? Oh, okay.
I went back home. I haven't been home I don't remember, I think it was about a day or something. And but we got through that point. And when I saw, you know, being in that part of the play and being backstage is not as defining to see the journey as it is to be, you know, in the audience. Because, you know, I believe it's like a train. Everything connects.
Right.
To make it. To get to the finale and to get your point across. But I also saw her taping of it. And when I talked to her, I said there are so many more things that have not been included because, as you know, you can't be shy telling what has happened in order to get to the payoff. And so the first writer, nothing against her, but she definitely kind of was soft. And it's the hardness and the brutalness of what has happened that brings you to the redemption level. And you can say, that's why when they say, you know, it has its ups and downs, it is a rocky road to redemption. But it's possible. You were talking about homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been a part of all of those things.
Mm.
But the hopeful part is what we try to get to. But you got to make sure you know how low you come to know how far you can get.
Okay. Wow. And she pretty much went through the depths of how low can you go.
She went through some emotional trauma.
Yeah, and the fact that she survived it and
survived and thrived.
And thrived and taken it and is moving forward because the thing she's been through is enough to bury you physically, mentally, emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And she has come through it and invited others into it. And look what has happened as a result of it.
It's the only way you can, you know, heal is to be able to comfortably say where you've been and how you got out of it. We have so many stories now, because I was listening to you talk about the world we live in today. We are in some crazy times.
Yes, ma'am.
But there is something about talking with other people that has hit a bottom. Most people don't like to talk about their trauma.
Oh, no.
And their embarrassing times.
Oh, no, yeah.
So when you find out that someone else has hit a bottom, and it's not just you,
right.
Some of the shame goes away. Some of the embarrassment goes away.
Yes, it does. Say
and,
that.
I think it's kind of like a thing that says there is hope.
Yes.
And don't think you're the only one going through it. Because my story is a rough story. Your story may be harder. But even so, with tenacity, you know, and the help of your base of religion, your spirituality, you know, you can rise above and defy the odds.
If you're dedicated, if you're committed.
If you're dedicated. And not only has she, you know, risen, but she has connected with people along the journey that helps, you know, contribute to her fall. Yeah.
And showing them how to get back up.
Exactly. You got it.
Donnie McClurkin said it. We all fall down.
Yeah.
When we get back up, baby, it's
that's the only way. That's the only way. You can't stay down.
Because if you do, the longer you stay in that train of thought, the more miserable and inconvenient and painful it will be for you. That's why that's why we have the meditate to activate. Because we can activate that power within. If you don't do nothing but go do some deep breathing, go put your feet in the grass or turn on some Donnie McClurkin or some anybody.
Yeah.
Just turn on to change that vibration of anxiety in your body into something of peace and calm. And that's I guess that's why the church is so big in our community, because our souls are so wounded.
Yeah.
Our spirits are so wounded. You know, we got to go somewhere and get some kind of R&R, some kind of help, some kind of something.
I'm sure it has stopped many from occurring that, you know, it's impossible to pay what you need to pay to maybe go to a doctor nowadays.
It's ridiculous.
Or a psychologist, or but you can always channel that inner man and get peace by solitude, you know, and thinking about it and saying, later on, my soul look back and wonder.
All right.
How I got over.
How I got over.
Yeah. So it's one of those journeys that, in my opinion, is going to be helpful for many people.
Yes. I've seen when she had, what was the name of the play at DuSable Museum? I can't remember the name.
A Diamond from the Rough.
We stood out. I had the pleasure of filming that for her production company, and I had a chance to talk to the people during it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before the reception and after the reception, there were people in there crying.
Yes.
There were people sharing their stories, and it's like, where's part two? Or when is the next one going to be? This is the next one right here, Beyond the Door.
And it has some transformations in it. You know, we have actors, and before they were like, you know, a lot of them were not fleshed out. And we still haven't gotten to the point where we have the Denzel Washingtons or what have you, but we are constantly moving toward a higher caliber of person to deliver the message.
And that message is being delivered. And for those who don't know, this is on our blog, Tumblr.com, Higher Learning TV Show. You'll see the HLN Daily News pop up there. This is Denise. This is the Denise Jones, author and playwright of the play Beyond the Door. And you go there on our blog, you'll see Felicia. See, that's why I didn't recognize you, because you get to hear this.
Listen, I'm going to have to get on Denise, because that pictures old as my children.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you can't blame that on Denise, because I just went to Google and typed in.
I'm blaming on her. Fred Knott. we have another, you know, as we embarked upon the journey, I needed to find someone that could help flush out things that I wasn't capable of doing, because I tried to stay within my lane. And Ife Butler is another Chicago legend. She has leaned more into the directorial part of so, you know, I convinced her after a lot of work, because she got a busy schedule, to, you know, help come and work with this, and she ended up directing it. And Mary, Lord, I can't think of Mary's name right now, but Mary is another person that she did the rewrites and she has come along to help every step of the way to fulfill what we're you know, trying to accomplish in this endeavor. Mary Angel. Angel Mary.
Angel Mary. Angel Mary.
Yes. And so we, you know, we have gotten people on board that are more theater-minded and more dedicated to the resolve of what we're going for.
Okay. And I had a chance to meet, what was the director's name you just said?
Ife Butler.
Ife Butler in Evanston, where I ran into Denise again back last year. And she introduced me to Ife Butler. And I was like, I've been hearing that name all my life, Ife Butler. And I was like, oh, I finally get a chance to meet her. I think I had
We started off in the 80s, like it was 86, when our first show, there was The Wiz.
Yes.
And so we have been connected ever since, you know. So I had to call in a favor. She's a rough cookie, but definitely, you know, you don't want anybody plussy for this production. Ooh. You want somebody that's gonna be hardcore,
yeah,
and to do what they need to do. And with the help of the Beverly Arts Center, we're coming together and making this thing come to fruition. The Beverly Arts Center, that's where I met Mary. She was doing a Raising in the Sun. And it's in our community.
Thank you.
So, yes, it's in our community. It is not some place that you have to go downtown and try to find a place to park.
Thank you.
You know, go through the traffic of competing with the NASCAR and,
oh, Lord,
and the Blues Fest and those things.
Yeah.
And it's conveniently located in a place where we can get to. And, you know, I don't know exactly how much the tickets are. You have to, you know, confer with her. I always tell my friends, they say, how much is it to get in? I say, I don't know. I'm on stage. I'm on those little details, I don't think about it. I'm trying to deal with the script, okay?
Okay.
So, but I will say that it is a place to go that also nurtures the hope and talents of young people. Place to go in terms of being able to help it be seen and help us to continue to build upon it, so it can go to the next place. Because as you know, the more you do something, the better you get.
Yes.
And so we won't be there but 3 days. But in those 3 days, we plan to get together enough to, you know, lock down our book and our direction, see what exactly works good, and the things that the audience is not getting, we work on that when we go back to the table. But we are in a different place than when you saw us last. So we want you to get everybody that you can to come out. And Denise is, like I said, she one of them ninjas.
She is.
Walking around, cutting, screaming, and hi-ya!
Yeah.
To try to get you to get to her play, because she wants to nurture the people's emotion and see that people don't have to go through the same thing she went through.
Right.
Because there's hope.
Right.
There's an answer.
Yes.
And there's an answer.
And she is proof in the pudding of that.
Yes, she is.
She comes from stock. Her mom's story. I'm still waiting on her mom.
Her mom ain't no joke. I'm trying not to say too much.
Yeah.
And it was all that they went through.
Yeah. Well,
if I'm talking to Denise on the phone, her mother called, she, I'd call you back.
Yep.
That's my mama.
Yeah.
And that's a testimony.
Yeah.
In spite of, it is a testimony, and it's something to be reckoned with, because a lot of us, you know, would have gone through what she's gone through and never wanted to talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Shut them down completely.
Shut them down.
And
but that is not the case in that relationship, and it makes me even more in awe of that level of redemption.
Yeah.
Because I ain't playing. When mama's on that phone.
I got to go. I'll call you back. It ain't nothing personal. It's mama. What can I say?
Exactly. It's exactly right.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I know she is. I know she's working on her mother's story, too.
Right,
She got a lot.
She right now. She in a mode now.
Yeah, she in writing mode. I love that about her. She just has the consistency. She just has the wherewithal to just, it's not in her to give up. That ain't nowhere in her spirit, in her energy, in her mold, and nowhere to be found. Because that's why she is going, she has been beyond the door, and she want to take you beyond the door.
Exactly.
See, because on the other side, there's some things that you ain't expecting that you're going to encounter, and you need to be equipped how to handle them. And that's what that's what this play is all about. If you just joined the conversation, we are talking to the one and only actress, phenomenal woman, singer, song stylist, Chicago legend, Felicia P. Fields has graced us this morning, and we're talking about the stage play Beyond the Door. If you do not have your tickets, it is not too late. All you have to do is go to beyondthedoorplay.com. And while you go get your tickets right quick, we going to play a quick message for you. So hold tight. We'll be right back.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. For your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
First ever virtual dispensary offering a world-class collection of cannabis brands drop shipped to your front door. How does it work? Cannaglobe took the same concept Amazon used to become the largest company in the world. But instead of shipping toilet paper, t-shirts, and tennis shoes, Cannaglobe offers something a lot sexier. Yeah, cannabis. With over 100 premier products, from bakeables like chocolate chip cookies, brownies, fried chicken batter, to cannabis mocktails like pina colada, margarita, old fashioned, to gummy rocks, sweet tarts, seltzer, ting pongs, pre-rolls, disposable vapes, carts, and did I mention, THCA flower and magic mushrooms. Cannaglobe is the first ever to drop ship flower to every state. We're also the first ever to offer magic mushrooms legally to every state. Well, except Louisiana. We're also the first ever where you get to be the brand. You heard it. Meet the requirements and get your own brand at the dispensary. Your brand. Fully paid for by the company. And you earn on company-wide revenue. Your brand can be featured right alongside celebrities and mega influencers such as Dan Bilzerian with Ignite, Holly Barker with Happy Stacks, Scotty Huss with Biscotti, and so much more. Rolling Stone magazine says, if it seems like a new state is legalizing cannabis nearly every week, don't worry, you're not high. It is indeed happening at an unprecedented pace. CNBC calls it the new gold rush. Forbes says the market could grow by 700%. And the Wall Street Journal calls it a tremendous market. We're currently in 26 countries and growing. industry icons are saying that Canner Globe is the most innovative, disruptive, and compelling business model this industry has ever seen. You're probably asking yourself, how is this legal? Here's how. All our products are compliant with the 2018 Farm Bill. So what's the opportunity for you? To become a virtual dispensary owner without all the hassle. No experience is required. No storefront, no inventory, no licensing, and best of all, no apologies. And it's 100% legal. You can become a virtual dispensary owner. There are three ways you can take advantage of this opportunity. One, you can become an affiliate by simply purchasing any product on AutoShip and get paid 20% on all your customers' purchases. Two, or you can become a VDO for a one-time fee of $2.99 plus $25 per month. You receive a business sample kit. You can earn up to 85% in commission, unlimited level, and you get trained by a certified trainer. However, if you are serious about making money, we highly recommend you become a VDO Pro so that you can get paid to train VDOs, whether on your team or not. And you will receive training from a certified trainer. What do? It's simple and fun. You acquire a handful of customers and teach others to do the same. Simply share your QR code or your link, and every time someone buys something, you get paid. You can also share sample products with your friends, or host a party and share all the favors. It doesn't take long before you can have all kinds of people doing the very same thing. Here's how it works. You can earn from $100 to $275 every time you personally enroll a qualified VDO, and $75 to $175 every time someone in your network does the same thing. You can also earn from 15 to 27% on all your personal customers and 3 to 12% to unlimited levels every time a customer makes a purchase anywhere in your network. While we do not make any income claims, this is an example of how the compensation plan structure works. An area VDO that enrolls 3 QVDOs and helps them each acquire a handful of customers and duplicate that 6 levels, the area VDO would approximately earn $100,000 plus $18,000 per month in residual income. But the comp plan doesn't stop at 6 levels. It pays to unlimited level. While this is a financial opportunity, the real reward is we get to change the world by transforming lives with these sacred plans. We put smiles back on faces, happiness in hearts, laughter in lives, and health back in the home. Thank you for watching. Now, please, get back with the person that shared this video with you and get started today.
And that would be the Higher Learning Network. And if you are just joining us, we are here live on The Female Solution, which airs Tuesdays, High Learning Network, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, 24/7 on the World Wide Web. Thank you for joining us and for watching that infomercial, I guess you would call it. That is the Canner Globe. That is a new organization that we have joined in order to raise funding for our projects, the homeless project where we help feed the unhoused, I'm sorry, not homeless, and also for our teen talent contest, Teens, Tweens, and Tots. And they say, Zelda, you selling cannabis? No, we're not selling cannabis. If that's what you want, that's what you do. But I'm a senior. I have aches and pains. I don't know about you. So I got me some watermelon gummies, and I got some shrooms, and I don't have them problems anymore, and it just makes my whole workload a whole lot easier. Because, you know, we sit in chairs all day. We're not moving. And it is that lack of movement that causes more anxiety and inflammation in our joints, and, you know, like our knees and hips and stuff like that. Anyway, I said all that to say this. If you would like to get more information on how to be take part of that, you can always text me at 312-383-9749, or you can also call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And if you're on our on-air switchboard, you can call in at 727-731-5192. And you can talk to our star of the day, our very own Chicago legend, Miss Felicia P. Fields, who is starring in the show Beyond the Door, playing right here in Chicago on September 5th.
No. Go back and see the date, Zelda. What was the date on there again? The date, September 13th through the 15th. Get it right. Pull it back up there. Pull the right one up there. Because we don't...
Welcome to Canada.
That was the wrong thing. Let me get that date right, because the date was September 13th, was it?
Yes,
September 13th through the 15th. There, is that it? Nope, that's not it. What are you doing, girl? In the meantime, in between time, let's take a call. 727-731-5192. If you would like to talk to Felicia or ask a question, we'd love to hear what you have to say. 773-221. Grand Rising, Beyond the Door stage play with author and playwright Denise Jones, with our very own Chicago legend, Miss Felicia P. Field. Do you have a question or comment for Felicia? 773-221, open your mic. 773-221, we cannot hear you. You might want to check your mic and call back. But in the meantime, in between time, I want to let our viewers and listeners know that despite what you're going through, Denise is a prime example of when you're down and out, how you get back up and be a, and what you call, and be a beast at it.
Okay.
And be a
beast. Yeah, she's not just surviving. She has taken it to another level. She owns her own company. I mean, she's all over the place now.
Yes, she is.
I don't know if she sleeps.
She is an example of what we all should aspire to be, especially when we're going through trials and tribulations, because those trials and tribulations came to teach us lessons. But when we're in so much pain, we can't see that. All we feel is the pain. That's why it's important that when we get that pain, to listen to what the pain is telling you.
Yeah.
It's like your knee hurt. My knees hurt all the time. And I remember Dick Gregory saying, Dick Gregory said before he passed, he said, your legs hurt, I don't walk on them. Eventually they're going to stop hurting.
It's a muscle.
Yes, and muscle has memory.
Muscle stop moving.
You ain't moving.
It ain't serving its function.
So why are you here if you're not moving?
Well, we don't like to move in pain. That's an excellent example.
Yeah.
We sit in the pain.
Right.
Because it's too hard to work.
Right.
To continue. It's not just to make movement at that moment.
Right.
But to continue to work on that muscle, because eventually the pain will go away.
It will. That's why I was so shocked. I'm like, walk on this. What do they call it? Bone. I ain't claiming nothing. They call it bone on bone. And I can feel it when I haven't done enough walking. I'll get that little... And I was like, okay, you know, that 15-minute walk is up. You need to do about 30 minutes right about now. And I tell you, every single time, Felicia, every single time I walk, it's like somebody went in my knee and stuck some cartilage in there and said, just keep on walking.
And walking is just a good thing to do to clear your head.
Right.
Your mind. You got to be in touch with yourself. When you sitting and you all alone and you don't have anything else to... Being free in your mind contributes to all things powerful.
Yes, ma'am.
In terms of how you progress in this world.
Yes,
it does. Yes.
So what do you do for your ritual? What do you do to prepare yourself for the day?
Well, I don't really have a ritual at this point, because like you said, you move the cartilage. When I get up and start moving, I kind of like thanking God. I'm
amen. Ask the rest of the body to come with me.
Yes, they come slow, they come, because I could have been just laying in my bed and not getting up.
Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't have been a good thing at all. So, I mean, you know, I've been in the hospital and I've seen the devastation of things that happen to people that don't function, and I'm grateful.
I got two girlfriends right now in the hospital.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you can sit in your pain and feel sorry for yourself. But if you stand out here long enough, you'll see that there's somebody way worse off than you.
Way worse.
and you can continue. It's nothing wrong with it. You what you got is nothing in comparison to what a lot of people are going through.
And they're stuck in that.
Yeah.
I remember some years ago when I had I had real bad skin problems, and I'm so glad I grew out of it. And it was like certain things that I ate would just break my face out so bad, and I used to have scabs under my eyes, here in my arm. I used to say I was a crackhead. I used to shoot dope when people would ask me, well, just being stupid. And,
yeah.
But anyway, I was so embarrassed, and I get a rash behind my neck. I was like, that was the weirdest place, behind my neck, under my eyes, and in my armpits. And I said, that's the weirdest thing, until I went online and saw a lady who this half of her face, you couldn't see anything. And I was like, I just quit complaining about the rash in my face, because her whole half of her face was distorted. And she's on social media talking to people, and I was like, you got no problems, honey.
Yeah.
So quit having a pity party. That pity party is over.
That's something. You know, I remember going to the Jewel, to Jewel Osco years ago. And it was this lady that, she was one of the cashiers. And she had been missing for a couple of weeks or so, maybe a month.
Oh.
And when she came back, her face had been burned, and she's such a, that's interesting that she came right back, and she went back to work. I don't know if it was because it was out of necessity or out of just determination for that incident not to change her life. And then I found out from, because I lived right around there, I found out that her boyfriend had poured lye on her. And she was the sweetest person ever, as far as I could see. You know, I just couldn't understand why somebody would do that to her. But it didn't stop her. It didn't stop her. She continued to come, and she was the pleasant person that I always known her to be at that cash register.
Wow.
And to her, you know, attribute to her that she did not let that affect her in that part. You know, you were telling and saying to me about what I do. You know, I kind of live my life from day to day, you know, because we encounter different situations along the day. And we can minister to somebody else. And your life speaks for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you tell people.
Right.
It's how you live. It's that they look at you and how you live.
Thank you.
And, you know, that to me has always, it gives me a peace. It gives me a peace where I didn't have peace before.
Mm.
You know, and that I'm not in control, but living the best that I can and doing what the Lord wants me to do, what I'm created to do.
Yes.
I step into my purpose.
Yes.
And every day is not the same purpose. I change from day to day.
Okay.
So whatever mold comes into existence that day, in a peaceful way, I try to step into it.
Mm.
Sometimes I'm successful, sometimes I'm not so as successful as others, because I'm still human. And I have doubts and I have fears like anyone else. You know, I've been on prednisone for at least 30 years. And I recently took myself off of it because the doctor was saying, you'll never be off prednisone. Well, the devil is a lie, because I got off of it. And I went through some things, you know, it was like coming off of a heroin or something like that. But at the end of the day, you know, I felt better, because it bloats you. It adds weight to you, you know, and especially it camouflages anything else that might be wrong with you.
Oh.
And so I feel better physically, you know, but being in the hospital, it's like being in jail almost. I'm going to use that as an example. Because it ain't nobody there to talk to. It ain't nobody there in the night to listen to you. and you have to get with yourself and God to figure out how to maneuver through this thing. It gives you time to sit and think and ponder the situations in your life and how to conquer things. So I'm all right with myself.
Okay.
All the things that we talked about, the things about, you know, being able to move your muscles and being grateful that another day is coming, you're still here, you're still able to move. And like Denise's play sets it up for you can be a failure. But with all that she's gone through, and she's gone through some things, she manages to not care about that past and move on to the future.
And caring about the future as opposed to the past is what allows her to move forward and go beyond the door and take you with her as part of the experience.
Yeah, and I started kicking and screaming.
Oh, no! Did you?
You know, I definitely enjoyed, you know, watching her progress. But, you know, I got many things I was doing at that time. I still have a lot of things I've slowed down some in my own insistence. But, you know, the responsibility. If you are not clear on what you want, that's one thing I've learned in life. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. If your lane is not directing, get out of it. Let somebody that's qualified. Everybody got a different gift. I try to live within my gift. And there's a purpose for me on earth, just like there's a purpose for Denise. There's a purpose for Ife. There's a purpose for Mary. I ain't a Mary. Listen. I ain't trying to do Mary's job.
Okay.
Mary's right. If you want to talk to me, this is how we going to talk, just like me and you talk.
Okay.
Okay. I ain't writing it down. You're going to have to hear from, you know, social media is not my thing, because you can hide behind social media.
Yes, you can, and there's a lot of fake folks out here.
Yes, and not only that, I don't want you to misconstrue anything that I'm saying. You know, if I get something on Facebook and you got an exclamation or you put it in capitals, you trying to get me to decipher if you angry, if you joyful. I don't need to do all that.
Okay. Pick up the phone. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah. I'd rather do it face-to-face if you want to be honest.
Okay.
Because you can't, even on the phone, you know.
Yeah.
But you cannot misunderstand what I'm saying when I'm talking to you.
Right.
Face-to-face, a lot of things are not understood. And in this mission to thrush out her story, we are trying to get people to come and see it. It's nice to have her testimony. She's been in jails and different places like that doing her public speaking, and that's great. But we wanna tell more people. We wanna reach out to more people. And she can't be everywhere, so this will give you a glimpse.
Right.
Into redemption story.
And
there's a minister in that is a direct situation by which it all transformed. And having faith in somebody that is meant to change lives. That's their mission.
Okay.
That's their mission.
Okay.
And somebody has a mission for everybody out here to help make an impression on your life. You're making impressions on people's lives that you will never be able to walk up to and see. But they'll be able to look at your show. They'll get tune into your show and get a glimpse as to who you are and your walking, your joint situation, and feel that there's some level of hope. There's some great things to social media, but you got to learn the balance.
Yes, you do, because, honey, you'll wind up, you'll look and say, man, I've been on this thing for 2 hours and I ain't learned nothing.
Exactly.
Why am I still on here? You know, I love YouTube because it's like YouTube University. Anything you need to know how to change a tire or engine or unstop your sink or roller skate, whatever.
Yes.
It's on YouTube.
Yep.
I was like, oh my goodness. So yeah, that we have got to the, and we are getting to the point where we realize how important it is to continue the process, this journey that we're on. Sometimes we gotta have a little help by shutting off the electronics and tuning into nature. That's why,
yes.
on our one of the social media pages, I don't remember which one is. All of them, as much as I possibly can. Nature nurtures. And someone just sent me a text and said, "You showed the information about Denise and Felicia on the Higher Learning blog, but you didn't show it on your blog." And I was like, "No, that's not true. If you go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, you'll see the blog." So I posted on both blogs. There's a lot of other information there, but yes, it's on there on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. So I just wanted to point that out. And for those of you who do not know about the blog for Higher Learning, it's called Tumblr.com Higher Learning TV Show. I'm still in catch-up mode sometimes when it comes to this, social media. Sometimes I get a little tongue twisted. But when you see the HLN Daily News, you'll know that you are at the right place. And right place is where you want to be. So I need you to go ahead and mark your calendars right here, right now, because beyond the door is where you want to be. Not in front of the door, not in back of the door, but you want to go beyond the door.
You want to go beyond the door.
Come on now, church. Let the church say amen.
It's too early, but I'm
tuning
up, right?
Hallelujah.
Okay, you don't want to be in the door.
Oh, you don't want to get caught. You don't want to get your foot in the door either.
No. You want to open the door and get behind the door.
Beyond the door, baby.
Beyond the door. I'm sorry. Beyond the door.
Beyond the door. And that's the date. You see the date right there on the screen. You want to have a good time. You know, like people go out to the shows, to the movies, to dinner. Call your bestie and tell them to mark their calendar. I don't care what they got to do between September 13th and the 15th. Call 100 of your closest friends. And have them call 100 of their closest friends and have them do the same and so on and so forth. And that way, so we can pack this house and help some people.
Anybody that wants to come, we need to support that theater, too.
Yes, we do.
Because
we support Gucci.
I'm an advocate of supporting theater in my community.
Thank you. Yes.
You know, everybody can't go to the Goodman. You was talking about The Color Purple. Everybody can't go to Broadway.
Right.
The tickets to Broadway, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you can teach her. My dad took me to go see Your Arms Too Short to Buy Some.
Oh, my Lord.
Way back. And as a result of that, I looked at it and saw myself in there with my ability to be able to do just what that. I told my dad I can do that.
Oh.
And there went forth that endeavor, you know,
okay.
After that. And we want these kids, we got young people in this show that I can identify with what Denise has gone through. Not exactly the same way.
Oh.
But they have had tragedies and things happen to them that they can testify that they are, you know, a part of this production because they feel in some way it is going to nurture them also. You know, so that's the Beverly Arts Center is in your community. And if you can give to places downtown, you can certainly come to your community and do the same thing.
Oh, and I love, go ahead.
And just help them and help them and help us help as many people as we can.
And I love the fact, for those who are listening on the switchboard and you can't see, I'm going to scroll back up. We are on the page, beyondthedoorplay.com, and then you just click backwards one time, and this is what you will get. You will get a chance to see the cast and crew. And the first is India Washington as Denise Jones. And it gives you a little bio about each one. I just love that. Latia Owens as DJ. Sharita Morrell as Anime, and Marie Taylor as Mama, Donnell Brooks as Elder Mosley, Tyrone Portes as George, Patrick Edmondson as Jermaine, Micah Oliver as Stanley, Devereaux as Benici, and Tierra Marie as Regina. And as the role, well, there's a picture missing here, is the role of Angela and young Stanley. And also Caleb Green as young George, Alani Cotton as young Regina. I just love all the young people over here. Madison Blisden as young Benici.
Yeah.
Michael Jones as Dr. Vaughn. And beyond the stage, meet the creative team. Everyone is there. So you can click on it and you can see all of this information. You just don't have to take our word. Tina Bullock, production stage manager. And Mary Angel, BTD production manager.
Yes. And Mary Angel.
What a name.
Yes, I know, right? I don't know how I forgot Angel.
Okay. You know, sometimes it just slips our mind.
Yes, it does. Well, especially at this age.
And glad to be this age, honey.
Yes, I don't mind telling you.
Somebody didn't make it.
So,
come on now. Somebody did make it, and we are one of the ones that did. So let's take this last break. Let's take this last break, and we'll be right back. So stay close, y'all.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
meditate to activate is what we do here on The Female Solution. If you just joined us, you're in for a special treat for the last 20 minutes or so with our very own Chicago legend. That would be Miss Felicia P. Fields. And
all
we
right.
are discussing Beyond the Door, played by our very own Chicago iconic playwright. Well, that would be Denise Jones, who has just sent me a text and said, you need to pull up Ife Butler. So I didn't know which one to pull up, so I just pulled them all up.
Because
she is a woman of many looks. So in case you didn't know what Ife Butler is, baby, you better recognize. Yeah. Is that you and Fannie Lou Hamer? No.
Yeah. No, that's her.
That's Ife Butler right here?
Where? Yes.
That's Ife Butler?
Yeah, I think that's her. I girl, you got to make me put my glasses back on.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she's done it in more than one place, so.
Okay.
Yes.
But she's not only a playwright, she's an actress as well, because she is just, oh, my goodness, she is beyond. I was looking for the picture that I recognize, which I don't see, but I'm sure you will see. Just type in Ife Butler and you will see all of it. It's a dynamite little sister. She ain't big as a minute. But, baby, what she brings to the table is beyond the door. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
She a bad mamma jamma. Go ahead.
She is a bad mamma jamma. She's a tough cookie.
That she is.
Yeah.
And Beyond the Door is, no, they're trying to give me something that's not. That's not the one I asked for. I asked for Beyond the Door. Let me go back and put that up there myself. Beyond the Door. Where is it? Beyond the Door Play. BeyondTheDoorPlay.com. There you go. You know, sometimes in the morning the computer just does what it wants to do, and you just have to say, okay, we appreciate you, but we don't need you right now. We got Ife Butler up there, so yeah, now y'all know what Ife Butler looked like, so let us go back to Beyond the Door.
I'd like to also say that, you know, when I met Ife, we both were actresses, and she is now, you know, moving into the directorial area. She also is just put up a show, and probably a lot of people have seen it, is Ain't Mr. Haven at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook.
Mm.
In between doing this and, you know, she's just finished directing that, and it is doing a great job at the Drury Lane Theater. She's a busy, like I said, you got to convince her. I tried to convince her, because I know she's always from one thing into the next thing. So she just came off vacation, so she's rebooted, and now we all in trouble now.
No, that's a good kind of trouble, though. That's a good trouble. Denise.
And all those young people that been scrolling on that screen, buckle up your seatbelt.
Okay.
This is about to be a bumpy ride.
Okay, get ready. Better put your seatbelt on. Denise says, amazing story how the play got started by following her acting career. Is that the story that you're telling? Was that Denise? You need to be a little.
I can't tell you whose career she has followed, because if she got an interest in you, you better try. I don't know where you're going to hide your things at, but what's that saying? Hide your wife, hide your kids.
I don't see nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
She ain't playing. I know she followed mine. I don't know how much more. I'm sure after we talked about Faye being in it, she probably delved into that, you know.
Mm. Well, it has been one interesting experience knowing Denise, because, like you said, she is a beast. When she puts her mind to something, and then she attracts other beasts to her, because Ife Butler is a beast. You're a beast. All these young people, I'm so happy to see all these young people in theater.
Because, you know, they tried to wipe theater out a long time ago, but
and
they did.
That's why I'm talking about the deadly arts.
Yes.
That's the first to go in the budget in school.
Yes.
That's the first to go. You know, they'll keep the sports in. They'll keep artistry in terms of drawing and things like that. But they do not nurture the gifts of young people. And like I was saying before, everybody was born for a reason. They have reason to be here on this earth. Everybody is not mathematically inclined or a lawyer, but there are people that can play an instrument that they can make it talk.
Amen.
You know, and the only way they can reach their fullness of what they're here to do is that they have exposure to being able to sharpen their tools. And so, you know, it's places like the BAC, the Beverly Arts Center, and different places, also the Goodman, and places like that where you get an opportunity. I keep saying the Goodman, but I do that because I first met Denise there.
Mm.
But there are so many theaters that have programs, and just like your program that you have been talking about, you know, the young man's video that was on here, that's the beginning of the next Denzel Washington.
Yes, yes.
You know, and so you got to start somewhere.
Right.
And you don't do better unless you keep repeating that. You know, it's just like we talked about that muscle.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a hard muscle in the beginning, but the more you walk on it, the easier it gets.
Yeah, because I sure
the better it gets.
It,
you know.
I didn't believe it, but I'm living, walking proof. And I was like, you know, already told me I got bone on bone. There's no cartilage there, and you want me to walk on it. Yeah, right. Okay. I got quiet, and Spirit said, get up, walk. So that's what I did, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be walking as soon as this show go off this morning. I don't care if it's rain, what it's doing. I got to go walk, because I like walking.
Yeah, well.
Being immobile ain't no fun.
It clears your mind.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Sometimes you talk about communing with nature, but peace of mind.
Yes, ma'am. You can't be.
You can't be disturbed when you're walking in solitude.
Sure,
you
can't.
Know?
You can't buy that.
And we are in desperate times.
Yes, we are.
You know, we're in desperate times. And so, and it's just like I'm saying about this play. It is a play that, you know, I don't know at this point in life what all we can do to turn the lives around of young people, but whatever you have to bring to the table is worth doing. Now, I'm very old school because I believe if some of them may get their butts knocked out, they wouldn't be riding into a business where people have worked all their lives to deal. But that's another story for
another
day.
All right, now.
But we got a little redemption going right here beyond the door.
Yes, ma'am.
So you want to work on people that have insecurities and have gone through some ancestral things and things of that nature and are ashamed. You don't have to stay in the shape that you live.
Mm-hmm.
The potter wants to put you back together again, and we want to make sure you understand that you're not the only person that experienced this kind of tragedy. You can heal from it, and you can thrive after.
Yes, you can. It's all up to you and how you do it. It's all up to you.
And we encourage you.
I want to send a, let me check, see if we got any comments here from Naima Latif, our executive producer, Grand Rising Beautiful. You're looking glamorous today. Thanks for the info about the peppermint oil. Yeah, the peppermint oil is crucial. I went to another place and I forgot how good peppermint oil was. So thank you so very much. I appreciate that. As you know, it's rough getting up in the morning, being on air at 7 o'clock when I was doing it in radio. Speaking of radio, you do that because I go to work with rollers in my head. Nobody would ever see. But I wanted to say this before we got. Shout out to Effie Roth, my girl. Be sure and check her out on Urban Praise Radio. She's on every single day at 12 noon at urbanpraiseradio.org. And I know
that's no Effie.
Yeah, that's Effie. And I'm very grateful to Effie because she introduced me to you. And I asked her if she would give me your number, and she let
we contacted each other, and I saw you. I wonder if you remember this. I saw you shopping, and I had my cameraman with me at Ashley Stewart one day because Ashley Stewart gave me an award. They gave me an award, and they said, here's some a coupon. You can go shopping. And I'm looking, I'm shopping. I was like,
Felicia
Stewart.
Yes, I'm an Ashley Stewart shopper.
Girl, I had no idea. I ain't been there in years, and it's like, are they still open, dude?
Yeah.
Online.
I haven't been there in a long time. I'm now going to DSV on this commercial.
Okay.
On 105th and Western with Donna Coleman.
Okay.
And she's a black entrepreneur, and I think she just coming back from the women's event downtown this weekend.
Expo, Black Expo, Women's Black Expo. Yeah, I saw that on the news yesterday, and I was like, oh, it was this weekend. Oh, my God, how did I miss that?
She has some great things in her shop. And so since we're doing Ashley Stewart, I want to give you.
Yeah, that's right. Get a sister her props.
If a girl need a girdle or underwear or even a nice little flowy dress.
I think they call them Spanx.
DSV.
I think they call them Spanx now.
These are straight up girdles.
People still wear girdles in 2024.
Measure you for your breasts, okay?
Oh my goodness! I didn't know people still wore girdles. I thought everybody wore Spanx. I don't wear neither one, so.
Listen, big girls still got to suck it in.
They ain't got to suck it in. They just choose to suck it in.
Well, I choose to suck mine in because it get on my nerves. I got to tell you, Zell, I got to go back. Zell, I got to go back because that's my. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with what you wear, but for me and my house, we got to contain it. If we don't stop eating, and that is not my mission in life, to stop eating.
You are not alone on that.
You don't want me to do no commercials about the soul food restaurant.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm getting hungry as we see that. I could use some greens and some black-eyed peas and a piece of cornbread right about now.
I know that's right.
But I just want to say thank you for being the real person, genuine sweetheart that you are. Because that day when we was in Ashley Stewart, I fanned out. I was like, man, let's see if we can go over here and get her on camera, see if we can get her to say something. And you obliged. I was like, yeah, she is as real in life as she is on stage. She keep it real 100%. So thank you for being the devoted, dedicated queen.
I can't be nothing else. My family, I know that's right. Gotta go be snooty in my family. They don't care nothing about you with Sophia on Broadway. Don't care nothing about that.
Okay.
They don't care nothing about that. Can you give me a flight there? Can you give me a ticket there?
Okay. You know? Yeah. We always want tickets. And I want you to expound on that because people always ask you for tickets. And I love what somebody said about, was it you that? I don't do tickets. I don't know nothing about that.
I get in for free.
Can't go with me.
If there's usually an opportunity at some point to get free tickets. Now, that's not always the case, depending on what theater you go to, because they're trying to make money.
Of course.
And they're making money because everybody that's on their stage, you got to have a check at the end of the week. So you're not just paying for that. You're paying for the set designer, the set itself, the director, the costumer, the stage manager, the sound designer. It's a lot of people to pay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people to pay. And I don't believe she will really profit a lot financially off of this. But her mission is not in the profit.
Thank you.
But the mission is in the deliverance of the message.
And helping souls.
And I'm a firm believer that when you help people, people will help you. You get out of the universe what you put into it. You know, and your needs will be supplied. Don't give me, it's too early for me to preach.
Okay.
But I'm capable and I will.
All right now. Come on, Pastor Fields. Come on, Pastor Fields. Come on now.
Okay, I just you my dad taught me what early. If you can't get nothing if your hand is like this.
Got to
you
open
must
it up.
Give back. You must give back.
And that she is doing.
Giving is a blessing for you. I sound like
down.
My mother now. Get
rest
ready.
Down. Running over.
Yes. The more you give, the more you get.
Yep.
And if nothing else, you get the satisfaction of helping somebody
of
else.
Of knowing that you made a difference in somebody's life. That's why we go
you
out
know,
every week to feed the homeless.
Amen.
Give us a closing thought as we leave today, Felicia.
Well, my words to you are, as they've been all along on here, is to come by and take a gander at Beyond the Door.
Mm.
There's a message in there for everyone who has a seat in there. You don't want to miss the message.
You sure do.
You don't want to be, you want to inspire others. And you can buy a ticket for them also.
All right now.
But do whatever you need to do to come. And if you don't even enjoy it, just come and listen to it. There's a lot of things I've seen and heard that I didn't necessarily enjoy. But I experienced it. I experienced it, and it in turn blessed me to bless somebody else just by the conversation. I'm not going through what Denise went through.
Hmm.
But Denise went through it, and because she went through it, and I can identify with her pain, that I want to help somebody not go through what Denise went through. So you don't have to necessarily be a victim. But you can see, I have, thank God, never been a person that has not had food or not had the ability to live in a place. And that doesn't keep me from not wanting you to not have that. I want you to experience life at its fullest and however I can contribute. If that's what you sincerely want to do, I will work and helping you do that, and I think we all should.
Amen.
So please come to see Beyond the Door and bless yourself and bless somebody else and help the arts continue to flow.
That's right.
Come and see the young people. Come and see the old people. Come and see the people.
All right, Mac. Come and see yourself and be blessed beyond the door.
Be blessed beyond the door.
Beyond the door, because that's where you want to be. Not in front, not in back, but
Beyond the door.
Okay. September 12th
and
the 15th.
On the 13th. You can come on the 14th.
And
the
15th.
You can come on the 15th. Or you can come on the 13th, 14th,
and the 15th. And
somebody said they stayed there 3 long days.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Girl, we appreciate you. It has been an honor and a pleasure to have you on this platform.
I appreciate you.
I look forward to having
you
all back.
I appreciate what you're doing. And I hope you continue as long as you breathing.
Amen.
And beyond breath.
All right now, beyond breath. Oh, I love that. I got to write that one down. I got to put that on the blog,
come on.
Beyond
right.
breath.
And myself and Mary and Denise will be grateful that you came.
All right. Thank you, my sister. We appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
And I'll see you next time before y'all got to come back on one more time before the show starts on September 15th.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, my sister. Appreciate
you.
Thank
you. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank us. And thank us and thank you for watching this show and for being a part of this show today. Get your tickets. It's not too late, September 12th through the 15th, and you will be glad that you did, because this is the kind of information that you want to continue to share and make a difference with, because, you know, they've taken everything out of the public schools. They do not want our children to learn the arts. So we cannot wait on them. We have to do it ourselves. So that's what we're doing, and I ask you to do the very same. So you tell somebody, this is what we need to do. And if you would be so kind to share this show, I greatly appreciate it, because everybody needs to know what's going on. As I leave you with this, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow with Asada.
that would be gathering of the griots. Ooh, and let us send a shout out of prayers for her because she's a little bit under the weather. Not sure if she'll be here, but we keep you in prayer, Asada. Health and healing to you, my sister. And thank you all for watching, for sharing this video, and making a difference.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing. We've come to the end of our show today. If you missed any broadcast, go to our website for the audio and video archives at www.thefemalesolution.com. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family joining us from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xie xie. India, zhanyeba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Gracias.